Welcome back to the James Field for Game 2 of this doubleheader for Sioux High Baseball. Marquette, Redmond in town to take on the Blue Devils. Game 1 went to Marquette 6-3. Jonah McShane pitched a great game for the Blue Devils, but Sioux High just struggled in the field behind them towards the latter innings as the Redmond were able to get a couple runs in unearned and padded their lead to win the game 6-3. Outstanding job by Justin Wenk. He got the win for Marquette. Jonah McShane went 5 innings, 7 hits allowed, 4 runs, and then Dom Haller came in, gave up a couple runs unearned in the 5th and 6th innings of work that he worked, as Haller did a nice job. It was a 6-inning game, and the Redmen won it. We're ready for game 2. Leading things off for Marquette will be number 4, Peter Van Oven. He is the Vandenhoven. He is the starting pitcher. He'll lead things off for Marquette, facing the right-handed offerings of Vinny Feebles on the mound for Sioux High, the starting pitcher for game 2. And there's a pitch off the plate. Vandenhoven leads things off. Behind him, shortstop Eric Johnson. The catcher, Brody Wright. Justin Wenk, the second baseman, number 8. Number 15, Ashton Domboski will bat 5th. There's a comebacker to Feebles. Has trouble with it. Stumbles off the mound. Picks it up. Throws to first. Gets the 1-3 put out. First pitch, right back at him. And Feebles able, or the third pitch, rather, as we're underway here in game 2. First pitch at 6:45 in the p.m. And the comebacker back to Feebles, and they get the 1-3 put out, and it brings up Eric Johnson. Brody Wright to follow the catcher. Then Justin Wenk, the second baseman. Number 15 is Ashton Domboski, the first baseman, a good defensive first baseman he is. Batting in the sixth spot, center fielder Sam Bartlett. Batting seventh, Derek Peterson, the left fielder. Batting eighth, Alex Apple. As Applecamp, he's a third baseman, batting eighth. Right fielder, Nate Cromwell, and he is number 3 for Marquette, batting ninth. There's a pitch from Feebles. There's a drive towards right field, and he tried to play it on the one hopper. Pierce came to it, and that was going to be trouble because it got away from him. Rounding second, coming into third, here's the throw off line, and that is a one-out triple. As Pierce charged the ball in right field, and if you don't come up with that, that's going to be trouble city, and it was. And a good play by Davey to back him up, though, or that could have been an inside the Parker for Marquette. Jake got over there. Johnson gets to third base on the play, and that will bring up Brody Wright, the catcher for Marquette. Hard hit ball to right field, that was. Oh, now here comes Jerry Cook, questioning the setup for Vinny Feebles. You know, Vinny's had that setup the whole season. It's the only umpire I've seen coming in and questioning it, and that's what Jerry's got to do. He's got to, you know, nitpick, in my opinion. I mean, he hasn't had a problem with his setup all season long. Jerry comes along, and they get in the kid's head on top of it. You talk about nitpicking. No need for that. Now Feebles kicks and deals. No other umpire has had a problem with where he sets his hands. Jerry comes along and there's an issue. It's just typical. That stuff agitates me. Hey, now you're in Vinny's head. Now he's wondering, okay, what do I got to do here or there? It's never been a problem all season long. Now Wright wiggles the bat. There's a pitch comebacker back to Vinny. He'll turn, throw to first. They get the 1-3 put out there. And out is Eric Johnson, and now Brody Wright will come in. And he, rather the 1-3 put out on Wright, I should say. And that is an out, two gone. One out was Vandenhoven, and now the second out is Wright. Now Justin Wenk comes in, and he'll stand in. Johnson's over on third base. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Vinny. Cook is the field ump. His partner is the home plate ump now. And now there's a high pop up in the shallow outfield going out. Matt Lumsden, he makes the catch. Nice play to battle the sun. And they get Justin Wenk out, and they strand a runner to the Redmen. And they leave one on base, no runs, and it is a scoreless for Marquette, top of the first. So the Blue Devils to bat, 1 minute on 1230 WSLO. Back at the James Field as we start the bottom half of the second inning here in a moment. Suhai to bat, scoreless as we go to the bottom of the second. One hit for the Marquette Redmen. That's all they got in the top half of the first. Here's the batting order for Suhai, leading things off for the Blue Devils. Batting first, left fielder, number 9, Jack Swan. Batting second at second base, number 5, Matt Lumsden. Batting third, the first baseman, number 6, Bennett Swanson. Batting fourth, right fielder, Chris Pierce. Batting fifth, the catcher, Josh Lumsden. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Jack Bashand. He is hitting for shortstop, the Nooch, Jonah McShane. Batting seventh, Dominic Haller, and he is at third base. Batting in the eighth spot will be Vinny Feebles, helping his own cause as starting pitcher. And then you have number 10, Jake Davey, in center field, batting ninth. For the Redmen, defensively, Peterson in left, Bartlett in center, Cromwell is in left or in right field, and then you have Applecamp at third base, and at shortstop for the Marquette team is Eric Johnson, and now Jack Swan will take his wax at first base, or at the home plate. Right side of the batter's box, facing the right-handed offerings, and a swing and a miss. Now the pitcher here for game two, and that is Vandenhoven. 0-1 count to Jack, leading things off in the bottom half of the first. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. And now Swan will stand back in. And that off the plate there for Jack Swan. Second base, Justin Wink. First base, Ashton Dabosky. Very good defensive first baseman for the Redmen. And that's off the plate. Talked about Jack, best OBS on the team coming into the day, 438. Now he wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. And there's a chopper back to the pitcher. And Vandenhoven, quick toss over to first, one up, one down. And that will bring up the next man, Matt Lumsden, for the Redmen. And their battery today is Brody Wright behind home plate, and starting pitcher Peter Vandenhoven for the Redmen. Now Lumsden stands in. Matt takes the ball off the plate, 0-1, or 1-0 to him. And now standing back in, right side of the batter's box. Here's the pitch, and there's a fly ball towards left field. Well hit, and that is trouble. Drops in between the left and center fielder. Lumsden on his way, sliding in with a one-out double for Matt Lumsden. Placed it nicely, and Matt's aboard for the Blue Devils. That will bring up Bennett Swanson, the first baseman for Suhai. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Marquette won the first game 6-3. Blue Devils in their blue jerseys today with the white numerals, the white lettering, white numerals on the back, the white baseball pants, the blue helmets. And there's the pitch, and there's a chopper. Is that fair? Yes, it is. And the third baseman makes the toss across, and advancing over to third will be Matt Lumsden, and an infield hit for Bennett Swanson. Didn't have a play there. Good, perfectly placed hit if you're going to get an infield hit for Bennett in that situation. Third baseman, they're having trouble that with that for was Applecamp for Marquette. A tough play to make. Runners on the corners are Suhai with one gone. Here comes Pierce. Chris Pierce fouls back out of play. Chris DH'd in game one. He's in right field in game two. Hitting the cleanup role for Chris Bontrager's Blue Devils. Speaking of the skipper, he's in that third base coach's box. And now checking the runner at first, kicking and dealing is Vandenhoven off the plate outside. Chris Pierce standing in. Lumsden on third. He had that double. Now he advanced over to third. Swanson with the infield hit on first. Suhai threatening in the bottom of the first. There's a hard hit ground ball to short. And that's dropped. Quick throw over to second. That's dropped as well. Lumsden scores. And Suhai has a 1-0 lead. Matt's able to cross the home plate with relative ease. And an RBI for the Blue Devils and Chris Pierce. I'll be generous on what the official book would say. But I'm not going to give him an error on that. And that will bring up Josh Lumsden. Matt Lumsden scores, and here comes Josh looking to get more runs in. There's a chopper towards third. Scooped up by Applecamp. He'll step on the bag, and they get the lead runner there. And Swanson is out. That's out number two. And Josh is aboard on first base. Josh Lumsden on first. Pierce over on second. 1-0 Blue Devils. A run in here in the bottom half of the first. Now he lays that bat upright over the shoulder and a pitch at a strike. 0-1 count to Jack Bashand. Now Bashand wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. And here's a pitch, and there's a ground ball through the hole in right field for Suhai. Rounding third is Bashan. He hesitated, but now he's coming home because the right fielder dropped the ball. And Bashan scores, Pierce. Pierce scores for Suhai. Chris hesitated around third, wondering where the ball was, and Pierce is able to score for the Blue Devils to make it a 2-0 Suhai lead. And that is an RBI for Jack and Suhai. Bashan with the RBI hit, and that plated Pierce, and moving over to third is Lumsden. And now Dominic Haller comes on. There's a strike. Dom at third base for game number two. Blue Devils up 2-0, threatening for more with two gone in the bottom half of the first. Runners on the corners for Suhai. Has that bat upright, elbow straight out, bends at the knees, and a foul back out of play. Two strikes to Haller. Vandenhoven up at the plate, or up on the mound for Marquette. Now Dom standing back in. And here's the offer come up. And he leans on that one. A little body language from Dom as inside part of the plate, the ball. Good eye from Haller. Young sophomore. Has that bat at a standstill, upright now. Bends at the knees, elbow straight out. Takes that inner part of the plate up. There's a pitch, foul down that first base side, out of play. Sunny conditions continue here in the Sioux into the early evening. Shadows starting to creep out on the field more than the grandstand. There's a little bit in the foul ground. Third base side, a little shadows from the roof of the dugout. And the trees creeping out onto the infield on the left side. There's a soft tapper, and he has no play. Falling down was the pitcher for Marquette Vandenhoven, and another run in for Suhai. Scoring on that play for the Blue Devils, and able to get the run in as Josh Lumsden scores for Suhai, and an RBI hit for Dom Haller. And Lumsden is in for the Blue Devils. And it's 3-0 Suhai, bottom half of the first. There's a pitch ball low in the dirt. Good start by Suhai in the bottom half of the first inning. Vinny Feebles takes a ball, 1-0 count. Right side of the plate. And now wiggles that bat over the right side. And here's the pitch. There's a hard hit ground ball to short, and it's dropped, toss over to first, and they get the out to get out of the inning, but not before the Blue Devils get three runs on the board, and they have a 3-0 lead over Marquette. We go to the top half of the second inning with the Marquette to bat when we return. 3-0 Suhai, and back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOL. Good start to this one at the James Field for Suhai. It's 3-0 Blue Devils leading the Marquette Redmond in high school baseball as we go to the top half of the second inning, and the Redmond will bat here momentarily, and a 3-0 lead for the Blue Devils over the Marquette Redmond as Vinny Feebles goes back out to work for Sioux High, and he'll face number 15, Ashton Domboski, the first baseman, Sam Bartlett, and then Derek Peterson to face the right-handed offerings of Vinny Feebles for the Blue Devils here at the James Field in the Sioux. As the Blue Devils right now with the 3-0 lead, leading the Marquette Redmond. And now Domboski stepping up to the plate for Marquette. And Feebles will do some housekeeping duties on that mound, kicking at the dirt. Tiger Baseball in progress will join. We'll join that in progress following this game here today. Tigers are at Wrigley taking on the Cubs tonight. And now wiggling that bat, Domboski. And a foul back out of play, 0-1 count here to get the second inning underway. Blue Devils come in 8-9. They lost game one, 6-3. Good pitching on both sides. Justin Wink with the win for Marquette. The Newts took the loss, but Jonah pitched a very good game. Dom Haller came in the last two innings in relief. Ball up high. Blue Devils back in action next week. They will head to Marquette to play the Redmond next Friday. Not much in between on the schedule right now. And then play Petoskey on Wednesday, June 2nd to close out the regular season. A fly ball dropping into right field for a base hit for Domboski. That will bring up Sam Bartlett. Bartlett now stepping into the right side of the batter's box for Marquette. Bartlett, lanky young man he is. Wiggles that bat, bends the knees, and a swing and a miss. Gets the count to 0-1. Feebles tugs on the ball cap. They honored Vinny in between games. Honored four Blue Devil seniors. Vinny Feebles, Chris Pierce, and along with Jack Swan for Sioux High. As in Bennett Swanson. And there's a pitch. It looked like it hits the young man. And now Bartlett will take a base. And that will advance the runner to second. So 2-1, nobody out for Feebles here in the second, and a 3-0 Blue Devil lead. Two runners aboard for the Redmond. Derek Peterson will stand in for Marquette. Redmond in their gray unis today with the red trim, red numerals, and the red lettering. Peterson wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Pitching a ball. Marquette baseball. In the last few years, they haven't been around a long, long time as far as the Redmen go, but they've been around now in the same district with Sioux High in Division II. Swing and a miss. It's all UP district in Sheboygan. And now time is called. The skipper's going to come down to talk to his hitter here, the left fielder Peterson. Make sure that's where he's at. Yes, he is in left field. Two runners aboard for Marquette, nobody out. 3-0 Blue Devils, top of the second. Vinny Feebles takes his time. Now works from the stretch here. Checks that runner over in second. Sets his hands high to the chest. And here's the pitch. Bunt foul back out of play. On the pitch to Peterson. And Derek will step back into that batter's box for the Redmen. Blue Devils down two or up 3-0 here, but Marquette's threatening in the top half of the second with two on, nobody out. Lays that bat over the right shoulder, now wiggles it just slightly. Elbows pointed straight out. Checks his swing. And a pitch and a ball. Peterson stands back in. Now he'll wiggle that bat again over the right shoulder. Now Feebles Kicks a deal, swing and a miss, and Lumsden drops the ball, but he throws it a strike over to third. Safe is the lead runner, and Bontrager can't believe that, neither can I. It looked like he had him out there. You know what? Jerry Cook called him safe on that play, and he looked like he had him by a stride. They get the nobody out still for the Redmen. And there's a little bit of a delay here, as now he's going to talk to the home plate umpire with the field ump, Jerry Cook. And what did you see down there? And they'll have a chat. They threw down there as Peterson was up. And that's an out. So they appeal it, and the home plate umpire said he was out from his estimation. So Dombowski is out. Good call on the appeal. Now the Marquette coach is going to come out. Now he's going to chew the home plate umpire. He's going to chew on him. He's not happy about the situation, obviously, because he's out. Now he's going to have a word with Jerry Cook on the play. I didn't understand what Cook saw there. I thought he was out by about a step. And now you have drama with the Marquette coach. That's what that causes. As Jerry continues to have a few words with him there, and he's very animated as the Redmen skipper. Swaheen, I think that's how you would say it. He's still yapping, and now here comes the next man up, and Alex Applecamp, as they get the out a moment ago. So Domboski's out, and you have Applecamp coming up. Two gone here in this inning. As out on the play was Domboski. And hit by a pitch was Bartlett. He's still on over there at second base. And Nate Cromwell will be on deck as Applecamp stands in. Now here's the pitch from Vinny Feebles. And that one's a ball off the plate. As Applecamp looks on. Third baseman for Marquette. Right-hand hitter. Man on second base, and that's Bartlett. 3-0, Blue Devils still with the lead, two gone. Pitch inside around the elbows. Getting the count to 2-2 to Applecamp. Third baseman as he looks on. And here's the pitch coming up as Feebles kicks and deals. Foul back out of play. Applecamp has a chance to try to get the Redmen a run in here. 3-0 Suhai lead. Feebles, starting pitcher, getting a little bit of an issue here in the second, but has a chance to get out of it unscathed if he can get this last out. Two out for the Redmen, man on. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner back to second. They might have him. They do. Bartlett leaned off too well, and a good play by Feebles. The tag applied nicely by Matt Lumsden, and Suhai gets out of the inning as they get Bartlett out at second base. It is a 3-0 Blue Devil lead with Suhai to bat in the bottom half of the second. Coming up, you're listening to Suhai Baseball on 1230 WSOO. For the Marquette Redmen, as it's 3-0 Redmen, or 3-0 Blue Devils, as Suhai and Vinny Feebles did a nice job to get out of that last half inning. Able to get Bartlett leading off second a little too much. A 3-0 Suhai lead, and now Jake Davey will stand in for Suhai. Bottom half of the order up, ninth spot. Davey back to the top, and Jack Swan, kind of like his disc jockeys say, hey, work our way down to the bottom of the hour, then we'll work our way back to the top. Work our way down to the bottom of the order, work our way back to the top. Hey, we're cruising. And now Davey with a pitch and a 1-0 count to him, ball outside. 1-0 count to Davey. Facing the right-handed offerings of Vandenhoven, and there's a foul back out of play in the third base side. To the junior Davey in center field. It's a 1-1 count to, or Yep, one strike. Now Davey wiggles back. Actually, two strikes to him. He'll wiggle that bat over the left shoulder. Here's a pitch, ball off the plate. Good eye from the junior Davey. Now Jake gets back in there. Elbows pointed straight out, wiggles that bat. Up and down motion to the left side. And that is a ball for a 2-2 count. Evens it up to Jake. Now Vandenhoven kicks and deals. It's high and in tight, and he had to sway a little bit to the outside. Right around the forearm is where that pitch was. Count runneth full at 3-2. Vandenhoven with the pitch, and that is a high pop-up in fair territory. Left fielder's over there, and he drops the ball. That was behind the post. I didn't lean there, and Davey advances over to second base on the play. And the leadoff man is aboard as the left fielder, Peterson, could not make the play, and Davey is on second base. That will bring up Jack Swan. Swan will stand in. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Elbows pointed straight out. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt right off the mound. Vandenhoven throws to first, and they get the out there, and Davey advances over to third. So Jack gets the job done there, advancing the base runner. Tell you what, he's just a smart baseball player. He gets on base, does the right things, meaning Swan. He advances the runner in Davey all the way to third. So now you got a guy in scoring position with a chance to increase your lead. That's just smart baseball. Matt Lumsden now stands in. Ball off the plate outside, 1-0. And 1-0 count to Matt. He'll stand back in. Wiggles that bat just slightly up and down motion from that right side of the batter's box. Vandenhoven kicks and deals. There's a slow roller towards short. And from the grass, they'll turn, throw to first. They get the out there. Davey stays on third. On the 6-3 putout, two gone. That will bring up Bennett Swanson. Bennett will stand in now for the Blue Devils. Swanson, his first time up today. He was out, second out of the game. 0-1 with that ground out. Now 1-0 count off the plate. Two gone here in the bottom of the second. 3-0 Blue Devils, threatening for more with Davey on third. Vandenhoven steps off that rubber there as he stares at Davey, trying to okey-doke him there. Now Vandenhoven will take some time and do some maintenance around the rubber, step off the pitching mound, and they'll step back on. Now he'll set his hands in the mid-chest, kicks and deals to Swanson, ball off the plate. Gets the count to 2-0. To Bennett, honored before the second game. Stacy and Tom out there, his parents, senior. Been a great athlete for Sioux High, multiple sports. Pretty good in the classroom, too, honor society. Elbows pointed straight out. Class young man, and there's a strike. And good things ahead for him. There's no question about that. Four Blue Devils honored today as seniors. Swanson wiggles that bat, pitching a ball, and a good eye. He takes the base on balls to Bennett. Chris Pierce will stand in. Runners on the corners now for Sioux High. Davey on third. You have Swanson over on first, and here comes Chris Pierce. As Pierce will stand in, he singled and had an RBI run scored in that first inning, one of the three runs. And here's the pitch, ball off the plate outside. Now gets the count to 1-0 to Chris Pierce. Dave Watson here at the James Field. Nick is our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux Studios for this Blue Devil baseball doubleheader and a chopper towards short. Tossed to second for the force, and they get the out. Nice play there by the shortstop, Eric Johnson, to turn that. And the Devils threaten, but they leave a man stranded, and it is remains a 3-0 Sioux High lead. Blue Devils will go back to the field, and Vinny Feebles on the mound when we return. 3-0 Sioux High over Marquette. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. To the top half of the third we go. Marquette to bat, and the Blue Devils have a 3-0 lead over the Redmond. Redmond come in with a record now at 7-9 as they won the opening game 6-3. Sioux High at 8-9. Vinny Feebles still on the mound for Sioux High for his third inning at work. And it will be Alex Appelkamp leading things off. Nate Cromwell will follow. And then the top of the order in Peter Vandenhoven. Works his hands to the high chest. Here's the pitch. And a ball. 1-0 count to Vandenhoven. Redmond thought they scored in the first inning as they had a runner called safe. It looked like he was out by a stride. All the Sioux High faithful couldn't believe it. The skipper came out, Bontrager. Jerry Cook, the field ump, went as Sioux High wanted the appeal. And the home plate umpire Jerry Cook discussed it. And it was decided it was an out. And, of course, that got the Marquette skipper in a huff. But it remained 3-0, and Sioux High was able to get out of the inning. Feeble was able to get a runner, Bartlett, over on second, leaning off the bag. Now Appelkamp to end the inning. There's a chopper fouled on that first base side. It remains 3-0 here in this one. In an eventful second inning it was for Marquette, some theatrics. But the Blue Devils were able to get out of it unscathed. Feeble's on the mound. As he goes into his third inning of work in a 3-0 Blue Devil lead. And Vinny kicks and deals, and there's a ball off the plate. As Feebles will get back to the mound, our next Blue Devil baseball will be against Petoskey Wednesday, June 2nd, either here or there. And I think I'll go down anyways. It's a ranked Petoskey team, but get a opportunity to get some games in, and there's a pitch and a ball inside. Our next Blue Devil softball will be Wednesday. Rapid River's in town, about 2:20 with the leadoff show over at the Losey Field. Blue Devil softball does play tomorrow against the PC Pirates. Not on the radio, pitching a ball. I'm off this weekend from my main job out at the prison, and, well, the lovely Mrs. Watson and I are going to go play some golf. And there's a ball over base on balls and man on first. As base on balls to Cromwell, that will get Peter Vandenhoven up. Or actually, no, it's Cromwell now, I should say. Appelkamp is on first base with the base on balls. Now Nate Cromwell. Then the top of the order in Vandenhoven. Feebles works in the stretch, sets. Checks that runner at first, high and in tight. There goes the runner. Sliding in safely is going to be the base runner there, Appelkamp, and he's in scoring position. And now stepping back in will be Cromwell. 1-1 count. Now Feebles looks in, checks the runner. Matt Lumsden okey-doking him there, trying to get over to second base. Very good at holding runners is Lumsden. Excellent when they turn and throw to second to keep that ball in front of him. He really blankets the base, squares his body up nicely so it doesn't get out to the outfield. I think he is going to be a very good fielder. He's got a slick glove. He's just a sophomore, and he's learning. And I was talking to the Lumsden boy's dad there in Traverse City and talking about the speed of the game from the JV level to the varsity. So they were stars at the JV level. They're learning now, and that is, it goes up a notch. But I think both the Lumsden boys, they're part of the future of this program and where it's going to be in a year or two, because they're both pretty good ball players. Matt's a very good fielder. Josh has good pop in the bat. There's a quick throw, and getting back was Appelkamp. But they're a big part of it with the sophomores, with those two boys being sophomores. You have the good quality at the JV level. And guys like Jake Davey will be a senior if he comes back to play baseball, that type of thing. But right now, I would think that's a good chance. He's having fun, I would have to think, because he's playing pretty good baseball for a guy that hasn't played before, as we talked about earlier. As far as played at the organized level. And there's a ball, and they lose Cromwell on the base on balls, and that will bring up the top of the order in Vandenhoven. Nobody out, and Feebles in a jam. He has runners on the corners as moving over to third base was Appelkamp. 3-0 Blue Devils here in the bottom half of the third. Peter Vandenhoven looks to help his own cause. He grounded out to Feebles, his only timeout. And now stand it back in. Here's the pitch, and that is in for a strike to Vandenhoven. Here in the third inning. 0-1 count. Feebles works in the high chest, kicks and deals. There goes the runner. And Josh Lumsden's going to hold and not throw. So they defer on that, allow the base runner Cromwell advance to second base. Runners on third and second for Marquette. 3-0 Sioux High, bottom half of the third. Now setting his hands to the chest. Feebles kicks and deals. There's a strike to Vandenhoven. Blue Devils lost game 1-6-3 to Marquette. Pretty good pitching performance from the Newts. Jonah McShane went 5 innings in that game, allowing in that contest 4 runs, but he pitched a good one. Kept the Redmen at bay as long as he could. And now standing back in is going to be Peter Vandenhoven. Wiggles that bat slightly over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. And he gets him on a third called strike. Good pitch there from Vinny. One out. That will bring up Eric Johnson. He's a shortstop. See, we'll stand in now for the Redmen. Right side of the batter's box. Lays that bat over the left shoulder. Now Vinny kicks and deals. He works on the right side of the rubber. Foul tip. 0-1 count to Eric. Eric Johnson, the shortstop. These two will play again on Friday, a week from today in Marquette, a double dip. And then the Redmen will turn around and play Kingsford in a few weeks as well to start district tournament play. On June the 1st in Kingsford. And the winner of that game will play the Blue Devils on the 5th in Kingsford at 10 a.m. Of course, we plan on being there. We'll have that one over on ESPN 1400 because of the Gentleman George Show on this station at 10 a.m. on that Saturday. Ball gets by Lumsden. Run will score. Appelkamp comes in on the wild pitch. And Appelkamp scores for the Redmen, and it's a 3-1 ball game, and another runner advances, and that's Cromwell to third. Now representing the tying run up of the plate is Eric Johnson. As the run in for the Redmen, tie in a 3-1 ball game, runner on third, swing and a miss. Good pitch on the outside by Feebles. To Eric Johnson, 2-2. To the shortstop of the Redmen. Now Feebles gets the sign, sets his hands to the high chest, kicks and deals, and that is a high pop-up and foul ground on the third base side out of play. And that will get Feebles now to back on the mound. He'll tug at that ball cap a bit and work from the stretch. Get his sign from Josh Lumsden, and away he goes. Hands to the high chest. Kicks and deals. Ball outside part of the plate. No, that is a base on balls. That's ball 4. Eric Johnson is aboard. Redmen have runners on the corners and a 3-1 Blue Devil lead. And here comes Brody Wright. Grounded out to the pitcher. His only time up. Right-handed hitter, Vinny takes his time, steps back on the pitching rubber, works to the stretch of the hands of the high chest. And there goes the runner from first. Here's the throw, high, and Matt's able to make the play. Quickly throws down to third as the runner was Cromwell was off the bag a bit, and he gets back. And runners on third and second for Marquette. Brody Wright will stand back in. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Redmond threatening. And Wright pops it up. Foul out of play. Only one out here in the third inning. Top half of the third at the James. And a 3-1 Blue Devil lead. Now Brody Wright will stand back in for Marquette. Lays that bat over the right shoulder. Now brings it upright and waves it like a wand. Feebles now sets in the high chest. Kicks and deals. And there's a line shot past the shortstop. McShane into center field. There comes Cromwell. Run behind him will score. And it's a 3-3 ball game and a 2-RBI single for Marquette's Brody Wright. When we are tied at 3. 3-3 ball game. And here comes Bontrager. The skipper comes out, talk to the field ump for a moment. And he's upset about something as a question, as his palms out. And he'll go back towards the Blue Devil dugout. To Jerry Cook. Field ump. Always an adventure when Jerry's out there. Can't tease Jerry too much. And, you know, there's a shortage of umpires. And we talked about it. Scott Dason brought it up on his show, The Game, on Wednesday. Good topic. Scotty's a softball umpire, so he knows all about that and the shortage on that. There's a throw in a second. Ball gets away from Lumsden. Skips to the Nooch. And safe on the play is the base runner for Marquette and Brody Wright. Justin Wink will stand in now. And he has 0-1 count to him. To Wink. Now Wink, winning pitcher in game one, wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. He's the second baseman for game two. Feebles fakes the throw to second. Diving back to the bag is Brody Wright. Now Vinny, back on the hill. Works in the stretch. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. And here's the throw, and that is safe, is Brody Wright. Feebles, back on the pitching rubber he goes. Wiggling that bat over the right shoulder is Wink. Here's the pitch, foul back out of play. As Justin Wink will stand back in. In a 3-3 ball game. As Wink looking to untie the game as a runner on second base. With one gone, here's the pitch. And there's a ground ball, hits the bag at first base and bounces into right field. Rounding third is Wright, and the Redmen take the lead. You talk about a fortuitous bounce. Off the bag, fair ball down the line. And that easily scores. Right, and Wink has an RBI. So the lead is gone, and Marquette has the lead now, 4-3 here in the third, and here comes Ashton Domboski, still with one gone. Vinny Feebles works in the stretch, quick throw over to first, chasing the runner back. Now Vinny back to the pitcher's mound, and Feebles now in the stretch. He works his hands to the high chest. Here's the pitch. Domboski puts it in play. Ground ball to short. The Nooch throws across the diamond and gets the out. 6-3 put out. Advances the runner. Two gone now. And Justin Winks on second. Dave Watson at the James Field for Blue Devil Baseball today. Broadcast engineer Nick working our variable resistors. Blue Devil Baseball doubleheader. Suhai lost game one. 6-3. They trail now 4-3 after giving up a 3-0 lead. Now Feebles checks the runner at second. He'll step off the bag, tug at the ball cap, and get a breather for a moment. Sam Bartlett will stand in now for Suhai, or for Marquette. And now here's the pitch, and there's a chopper towards third. Throw across the diamond from Haller, and the stretch from Swanson to get the out at first base. And the Blue Devils get out of the inning, not before Marquette scores four times. And they take the lead on the Blue Devils 4-3 with Sioux High to bat when we return. You're listening to Sioux High Baseball on 1230 WSOO. On Sioux High, a 4-3 lead for the Redmen as they go back to work in the field. And their starting pitcher goes back to work, and that's Peter Vandenhoven. He will face the 5-7 hitters. Josh Lumsden, Jack Bashan, and Dom Haller face the right-handed offerings of Peter Vandenhoven for the Redmen. And for Josh, he singled, scored a run. Back his only time up. Blue Devils had a 3-0 lead here. They were able to grab in that first inning, but it has evaporated, and it's now a 4-3 Marquette lead. Now here's the pitch and a ball off the plate to Josh. 1-0. 1-0 count to Josh Lumsden here in the third inning. Now here's the offering from Vandenhoven in the dirt and off the plate. 1-1 count to Josh Lumsden. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Vandenhoven with the pitch. Ball up high around the wrist. And gets the count now to 2-1. Now Josh looks in. Ball off the plate. And that's ball four. He walks him. Good eye from the sophomore. Now he's aboard. And Jack Bashan will stand in. Jack, in that first inning, singled and an RBI. And he will stand in here in the second. Now Bashan looks in. Here's the pitch. And a ball off the plate. Vandenhoven missing on location here, and the Blue Devils taking advantage. They already have one base on balls. The leadoff man, Josh Lumsden's aboard. Now Bashan doing the same, and now 2-0. That one in tight as he pulls back a bit, turns his body as it goes right by his left shoulder. Now here's the offering coming up from Vandenhoven on the 2-0. And that one, ball off the plate, and Josh Lumsden scampers off as the catcher right throws over. 3-0 count to Bashan. I think Jack will be taken on this one unless it's too good to pass up, but I highly doubt. Vandenhoven with the pitch. Ball four. And he takes a base. Good patience there from the Blue Devil hitters there, Lumsden and Bashan. And they're aboard. Two on for Sioux High with nobody out. And here comes the next man up and Dominic Haller. Dom will stand in now for the Blue Devils. And now the Marquette pitcher wants a, or Marquette coach wants a conference on the mound, and Dom will go over and talk to his skipper. Dom talking to Chris Bontrager. And the foul ground on the third base side. And Marquette is having a conference on their mound. It's a 4-3 Redmen lead here in the bottom half of the third. And the home plate umpire slowly saunters out. Doesn't have to go too far. And the conference is over. Dom Haller will stand back in. Blue Devils have the first two guys aboard here in the third, and it's a 4-3 Redmen lead. As we get into the early evening, getting a little cooler, a gorgeous day it's been in Sault Ste. Marie, flirting with the 70s, high 60s all day long, pitching a ball outside to Haller. Shadows creeping up on that third base side over the left side of the infield. 1-0 count now to Haller. Now Dom looks in. That's off the plate, 1-0, now 2-0 to Dominic. Josh Lumsden on second, Jack Bashan on first, and Dom Haller the plate, nobody out. Blue Devils down a run, there's a strike inside. Good pitch from Vandenhoven. Inside part of the plate around the waist. Now Dom standing back in, slightly wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Vandenhoven sets his hands to the mid-chest. Ground ball, a little slow roller. Going to be trouble from the shortstop spot. Throw across the diamond, and they get him. Good play there for the out by Eric Johnson. That was a slow roller to him. He gets the 6-3 putout and gets Haller by a step. One gone. Blue Devils advance the base runners. Bashan to second. Josh Lumsden to third. And here comes Vinny Feebles looking to help his own cause. Blue Devils with a 4-3 deficit. Marquette up by one. Feebles wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Vandenhoven kicks and deals. And a good eye, high and in tight, around the wrist. 1-0 to Vinny. Now, Vinny stands back in. Gets the sign, checks his swing. That is a strike to Vinny. One gone, two on for Sioux High. We are in the bottom half of the third inning. 4-3, Marquette. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch from Vandenhoven. Gets the count to 1-2. Now Vinny wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Crouches the inner half of the plate. And that one is a ball. Now Feebles standing back in. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Does Vinny checks his swing, or he didn't have to check it. He took that ball the whole way. Vinny, one of the four Blue Devil seniors, honored. He likes to heckle the prof before the games. There's a fly ball to left center field, dropping it for a base hit as Lumsden will score. Rounding third is Bashan. The throw is cut off. Devils get two runs in, and they retake the lead as Bashan and Lumsden score for Sioux High, and the Blue Devils have the 5-4 lead, and that is an RBI, two RBI single for Vinny Feebles. Brings up Jake Davey. Two runs in. Now Vinny will be out stretching and warming up before a game. Vinny Feebles will. I'll go in the dugout, talk to the coaches, and get a copy of the batting order for the broadcast. There's a strike to Jake, and I'll hear Vinny out there. I know it's him heckling the prof. Hey, it's Dave Watson, WSOO. It's the voice of the Blue Devils. I can hear him out there every game. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. I don't mind being heckled. But remember, Vinny, I heckle back. There's a foul back to Jake a moment ago. And it's 0-2. No problem with that. Joking with the players. Good group of young men they have here with Sioux High Baseball. Slow roller towards short. Throw across the diamond. And they get him by a stride, says Jerry Cook. And of course, with that very dramatic out sign that he gives. Better be careful, Jer. You're no spring chicken. You want to pull a muscle. They don't have any, nobody on the bench. Brad Boss has to come in into your place. There's an out a moment ago as Davey is out on the putout. And that is out number two. Advances Vinny over to second. Jack Swan stands in, swing and a miss. 0-1 count to Swan. Right-handed hitter wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Vandenhoven take a long look at Vinny over on second. Here's the pitch. And that is a ball off the plate to Jack. Jack so far has grounded out to the pitcher twice. He's 0-2. Blue Devils retake the lead 5-4 here in the third. Vandenhoven looks in. Feebles over on second. Here's the pitch. And that's off the plate. Gets the count to 2-1. 2-1 count to Jack Swan. And here's the pitch coming up. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Leans in. Vandenhoven looks in. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball towards center field, and that's going to drop and go past the center fielder. Rounding third for Sioux High is Feebles. He scores. Into second is Swan for the Blue Devils, and it's 6-4 Sioux High. As Swan's able to come in to score, or rather come into second, Feebles scores, I should say, for the Blue Devils. RBI double for Jack, and that will bring up Matt Lumsden. Blue Devils retaking the lead here in this inning, and they have a 6-4 lead. Matt Lumsden stands in. Matt so far today doubled, scored a run, grounded out to short his second time up. Now the right-handed hitting Matt Lumsden standing in. Wiggles that bat slightly over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch from Vandenhoven. And off the plate, gets by the catcher, and there goes the base runner advancing over to third on the play, and Jack Swan. Swan gets to third. Blue Devils up 6-4 here in the bottom half of the third inning, looking for more. They have three runs in this inning. Three in the first, three in this inning, four by Marquette in the top half of the third. Now Vandenhoven kicks and deals. There's a high pop-up, shallow ground, and going out to the outfield. They can't make the play. Everybody's safe. Swan will score, and it's 7-4 Sioux High. Can't make the play. It was behind him. He was trying to corkscrew his body. Was the second baseman there. That's a tough play to make. Justin Wink, and he could not make it. And safe on the play is Matt Lumsden, and Bennett Swanson stands in. 7-4 Sioux High. Ball up high over the head of Bennett. 1-0. Bennett will stand back in here. Blue Devils come in with an 8-9 record. Lost the opener to Marquette. 6-3. This one's 7-4 Blue Devils. Ball in tight to Bennett. And gets the count now to 2-0. Now Swanson looks in, wiggles that bat slightly over the right shoulder. There's a hard hit ball, ground ball towards third. They'll throw to second for the force. They get out of the inning there as they get the force out on Matt Lumsden. But not before Sioux High scores four runs in that inning. They retake the lead. Sioux High 7, Marquette 4. You're listening to Blue Devil Baseball on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Both teams put four runs on the board in that third inning, and Sioux High comes back and retakes the lead. It's a 7-4 Blue Devil lead as they are able to get four runs in that inning, and Sioux High had a very eventful inning as well, as they were able to get, one, two, three hits, and able to score the four runs off there. Vinny Feebles goes back to work now for the Blue Devils, as he is staked to a 7-4 lead. And now Derek Peterson, Alex Applecamp, and Nate Cromwell, the 7 through 9 hitters, will be up for Marquette here in this inning. As Peterson will stand in, right-handed hitter, facing Vinny Feebles. Feebles works in the high chest, kicks and deals. Here's the pitch. A little soft roller towards third. Throwing across the diamond, Haller, good play by Dom, one out, one up, one gone. As they are able to get the leadoff man for Marquette. And that will bring up Applecamp as Peterson is out. Here in the fourth inning, a 5-3 put out, one gone. Alex Applecamp will stand in now for the Redmen. Right-handed hitter, wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Vinny Feebles looks in, kicks and deals. There's a high pop-up. It's in foul ground, and that's going to be out of play. Bennett Swanson going towards the fencing in front of that first base dugout. Redmen are in the first base dugout, foul out of play. Visitors dugout the first base. Third base one is the home team. Always was the home team in the third base dugout. The Blue Devils always took that dugout for a long time, and of course we hadn't been here in a couple of years due to games of weather, and then of course not a lot of home games they play, but Sioux High is back in the third base dugout. They were for about 7-8 years in the first base dugout, but they switched again, and they've done some work on the dugouts. I can tell those are new roofs on there. They look fairly new from here. We talked about in the first game, this is the best complex around for baseball in the UP, Northern Michigan. You'd be hard-pressed to find another. Comfortable seating for the fans in a covered grandstand. And like we were saying earlier, the only thing we're missing, put a dome on here, then we don't have to worry about weather. There's a pitch and a strike. I'll get Mike Lynn to work on that. He likes to help out the teams. The first project would be field turf at the Van Sitters Field. Now here is Feebles. Inside pitch and a ball to Appelkamp. Fitty Feebles back to the mound he goes. Staked to that 7-4 lead. Helped his own cause in that last inning. Had a good plate appearance. Two RBI double. Now he'll set in and look at Appelkamp who wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. And take a base, young man, says the home plate umpire. Base on balls for Appelkamp. Here in the fourth. That will bring up Nate Cromwell. One gone here. 7-4 Blue Devil lead in the top half of the fourth inning. Vinny will work from the stretch. Long look over there, and it's that snap throw he likes to throw. Gets by Swanson all the way to the fencing on the first base side. Appelkamp will dart into second base and gets there safely. Now Vinny back to the stretch he goes. As he'll face the next man up here and Cromwell, there's a ground ball to first. Swanson gets over there, touches the bag. Advancing to third is Appelkamp. Two gone. Top of the order up, and Peter Vandenhoven looking to help his own cause of the Redmen in a 7-4 Blue Devil lead. Two out and a man on third in Appelkamp. As he'll stand in. And here's Feebles. Feebles kicks and deals. And that's the ball. Appelkamp now stepping back in. Right-handed hitter. Facing Vinny Feebles. Wiggles that bat slightly over the right shoulder. As the pitching a ball outside to Vandenhoven. Shadows pretty much covering the infield now, other than some different spots of sun. In the early evening we go. Sun setting here in Sault Ste. Marie. Pitching a ball to Vandenhoven. As Pete stands back in. 2-0 count to him. Two gone, man on third, and it's a 7-4 Blue Devil lead. Up by three is Sault Ste. Marie. And that one gets by Vandenhoven, or gets by the catcher. Run will score. Appelkamp will come in as it got by Josh Lumsden at 7-5. And taking a base will be Vandenhoven on a walk. That was ball four. That will bring up the next man up, Eric Johnson. Johnson walked his last time up. So he'll stand in. He's 1-for-2 with the walk. He had that double back in the first. Working for the stretch now is Vinny Feebles. And now the quick throw. Nope, fakes it. Back over there does the young man, Appelkamp. And now Feebles looks in. And there goes the throw to second. Gets by the Nooch. Just popped up and went behind him. He's able to grab it. And into second base is Vandenhoven. Vandenhoven looking to help his own cause as Johnson stands back in. 7-5 ball game. Marquette chipping away at the Blue Devil lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. Feebles looks in, gets the sign. Now he'll step off, tug at the ball cap. Take a little bit of a breather here. Blue Devils with a 7-5 lead in the finale of this doubleheader with the Redmen in high school baseball. Now Feebles kicks and deals. And that one is a strike inside part of the plate at the elbows to Eric Johnson. Now Johnson standing in. Feebles sets his hands to the chest. Ball high. And now a 1-2 count to Eric Johnson. Man on second for the Redmen. 7-5 ball game. Marquette right now threatening as Sault Ste. Marie has the lead by two. Now Feebles gets the sign. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball. Good drive down that right field line. It's going to be foul. Well foul. And he had a good poke. He gave that one. Down the right field line and a foul ball. And he'll stand back in. Will number two, Eric Johnson. Johnson standing back in here for the Redmen. And the count at 1-2. Now the right-hand hitter looks in. And there is a fly ball towards the outfield coming in the left center field. Davey looks to make the catch, and he does. Jumps in front of Swan to end the inning. As he dives at that, makes the catch, and the Blue Devils are able to get out of it. Not before Marquette does get a run in, and it's a 7-5 lead for the Blue Devils, up by two, and they will hit in the bottom half of the fourth when we return in 1 minute. You're listening to Sioux High Baseball on 1230 WSOO. Back at the James Field as Sioux High has a 7-5 lead. Marquette able to chip away at the lead with one run in that last inning. It's 7-5 Sioux High to the bottom half of the fourth inning we go as the Blue Devils will have Chris Pierce leading things off, followed by Josh Lumsden and Jack Bashand in this bottom half of the fourth inning. 7-5 to score. Sioux High with a two-run lead on this Marquette team. Redmen won game one, 6-3. Blue Devils have been competitive with them here today. This is a 7-9 Marquette team. Sioux High at 8-9. And Chris Pierce will lead things off against Peter Vandenhoven and the Marquette Redmen. Right-hand hitter Pierce standing into the batter's box. Blue Devil baseball here at 1230 WSOO Sioux St. Marie coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll join the Tigers in progress. They are at Wrigley Field right now. And there's a pitch and a ball, and they're up 2-0 in the third inning. Are the Tigers. Oh, what's this I see? Is there's a ground ball towards short. Throw over to first. And Pierce is safe offline. I'm checking on the Tigers scoring. Cyril Franklin Perez is back. The crown jewel in the Tigers trading off Justin Verlander, and he's had injury issues, and they flat out released him, or they put him on his release the other day, but now they've re-signed him as he cleared unconditional waivers, so he is back and will be with High A in West Michigan. So I guess that's a okay, whatever situation there. He has not been able to materialize yet. Tigers playing the Cubs 2-0 right now. They have the lead, and we'll get you to Wrigley after this one's over. Pitching a ball up high to Josh Lumsden. As Lumsden coming up, and then Jack Bashand to follow. Man on first for Sioux High. Pierce is on first base. Able to reach a moment ago. And now Bashand has Josh Lumsden with a ball off the plate from Vandenhoven. Vandenhoven kicking at the dirt. Steps back on the pitching rubber momentarily. And now here's the offering coming up from Josh to Josh Lumsden. There's a strike. Good pitch. Indeed, it was to Josh Lumsden today. Walked, singled, and scored a run back in his the first inning. Walked in the last inning, did Lumsden. He's a catcher here for game two. And there is ball four. They lose him. Two walks to start the inning. Both pitchers having location issues in this inning, as Vinny did as well. Didn't allow a hit, but they did get a run in, a base on balls, things of that nature. Courtesy runner coming up. Josh Lumsden will get Dryden Bergeron coming in for him, the courtesy run. And now the Marquette skipper comes out to have a chat with the infield and his battery. 7-5 Blue Devil lead. They have two on. Does the Blue Devils with Pierce on first. Dryden Bergeron, a courtesy runner for Josh Lumsden, who walked a moment ago on first. And a 7-5 Blue Devil lead. Looking to try to increase this lead here in the second game. As Jerry Cook does some housekeeping duties on the pitcher's mound. for Peter Vandenhoven. And now Jack Bashan will step back to the plate. Right side of the batter's box does Bashan step into, wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. He singled, had an RBI in the first, walked his time up in the third. Ball low in the dirt. And now Bashan steps back in. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Just slightly. Two on for Suhai. Here's the pitch. And a strike in there to Jack. Gets that count to 1-1. To Jack Bashan. And a 7-5 Blue Devil lead here in the fourth inning. Looking for more. Vandenhoven looks in. Here's the pitch. And that one is off the plate. 2-1 count to Jack. Two Blue Devils on. 7-5 lead for Suhai. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Now Bashan leans in. Now he's going to squirt a punt. Foul back out of play. Jack the DH here. He caught game one. We've seen him many times on the pitcher's mound as well. He pitched in Alpena. And we saw him in Traverse City as well against TC Central. Now puts that bat up over the shoulder. Foul back out of play. As it went over that first base dugout, Bashan will stand back in. Vandenhoven up at the plate. We're on the pitcher's mound. He has two on here. Allowed two walks in this inning. Here's the pitch. And he gets him on a third call strike inside pitch. And Bashan is out. And now I'll bring up Dom Haller. With one gone, Haller stands in, third baseman. Haller singled with an RBI in the first. Grounded out to short his last time out. Ball low in the dirt, and that was in the third. Good stop by Wright to keep the ball in front of him. Two Blue Devils on second and first for Suhai. Now Haller steps back in, bends at the knees. Has that bat upright over the shoulder, elbow straight out. There's a line shot, dropping in for a base hit in left field, and they'll move station to station. Base is loaded now for Suhai. Vinny Feebles will come in, and Vinny today, he was able to have a two RBI double and scored a run his last time up. And now Feebles looking to help his own cause in a 7-5 Blue Devil lead. And they have the bases full of Blue Devils. Now Feebles hitting out of that eight spot in the lineup. Wiggles that bat like a wand over the right shoulder. Big cut, swing and a miss. Good pitch from Vandenhoven. 0-1 count to Vinny. Now Vandenhoven sets his hands to the mid-chest. Good wind-up look. Oh, just a bit high. And as it went out to the backstop, and now everybody dives back to the bag. That worked out perfectly for Marquette because it took a good hop off that backstop and popped right back to Brody White, and Wright stumbled but got the ball to Vandenhoven, and Pierce had to retreat back to third, and so on and so forth with Bergeron, the courtesy runner, on second. Base is loaded for Suhai. Check swing and a strike in there to Vinny. And a 1-2 count to Vinny Feebles. Vandenhoven up at the plate, or rather up on the mound, rather. Sets his hands to the mid-chest. Suhai with the bases loaded. Big wind-up here, and that's high and in tight. From Vandenhoven to Vinny Feebles. Gets that count to 2-2 with one gone. Feebles looking to help his own cause. Now Vandenhoven gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on Vinny Feebles. And a strikeout for Feebles. Two gone, and I'll bring up Jake Davey. 7-5 Blue Devils. They have the bases loaded. As Davey looks to trying to increase this Suhai lead. The left-handed hitter looks in. Here's the pitch, and there's a little liner. Bouncer towards second. Toss over to second. They get the force out there, and the Blue Devils are out of the inning without scoring a run. It remains a 7-5 Suhai lead. We go to the top half of the fifth in a moment. You're listening to Blue Devil Baseball on 1230 WSOO. We go to the top half of the next inning here in the top half of the fifth. Marquette will be to bat. New pitcher on the mound for Suhai. Josh Lumsden, the young sophomore, takes over for Vinny Feebles, who goes four innings in that. He goes four innings of work here as a starter for the Redmen, and or for the Blue Devils, rather, as he allows on the day six hits and a couple under-earned runs as well, and six hits and seven runs total he has allowed, or rather six hits on five runs, I should say, and three of them, I think, are earned. And total five runs here given up. So it goes to four innings of work. Did not get a strikeout. He did. Let's see, did he have a strikeout here? No strikeouts. And now up at the plate is Brody Wright facing the new pitcher, Josh Lumsden. Right-handed pitcher looks in, and the first pitch he hits right. It was either the bat or the hand, and he hit the hand, and now Wright is aboard here in the fifth. Leadoff man on. And it will bring up the next man in the order for the Redmen, Sam Bartlett. Right-handed hitter. Bartlett looks in. Well, not Bartlett, my apologies. That's Justin Wenk, what I was thinking. Long day. Now Wenk will stand in. Wiggles that bat. Moves it up and down motion on that right side of the batter's box. Leadoff man on, and the base on balls to Brody Wright. Now Josh Lumsden works in the stretch. Sets that pitch up, and there's a quick throw over to first, and getting back is Wright. And he dives back to the bag. Justin Wenk stands back in the right side of the batter's box. Wiggles that bat slightly over the right shoulder. Swing and a miss to Wenk. And now Lumsden stands back in. Facing Justin Wenk. Wenk moves that bat up and down. Quick throw over to first. Diving back to the bag is Brody Wright. Now Wenk, right side of the batter's box he is. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. There's a pitch, and there is a foul back out of play. 7-5 to score. Suhai with a lead. As Lumsden comes in relief of Vinny Feebles. Marquette has the leadoff man aboard on the base on balls. And Justin Wenk up at the plate. Now he wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Now Lumsden gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards short. Scooped up. The Newts tosses at the second to get one. Matt Lumsden to throw to second, or rather throw to first. Running down the line quickly was Wenk, and he is safe. They hit the force out on Brody Wright. So one's out, one out. And Ashton Demboski will stand in for Marquette. Demboski. Right side of the batter's box he works, and Josh Lumsden works in the stretch. He eyeballs the man at first and quickly throws over to Bennett Swanson to keep him honest over there. And Justin Wenk. 7-5, Suhai with a lead on the Redmen. We're in the top half of the fifth. Demboski waves at that one for a strike. And Ashton Demboski, first baseman, good defensive player he is. Made some nice plays in that first game to keep the Redmen in the lead. Now Lumsden palms that baseball behind his back. Works in from the stretch. Gets a good look in there to his catcher. And a quick throw over. And I'll watch him there. Now Josh gets back in there. Gets the sign. Works his hands to the mid-chest and kicks and deals. Good pitch. 0-2 count to Demboski. Young sophomore Josh Lumsden on the mound in relief of Vinny Feebles here in the fifth. Man on first base, leadoff man, or rather a single for Wink. And there's a fly ball down the right field line. Drops for a base hit right on the line. Rounding third is Wink, and he will put the brakes on there. Cruising into second is Dombowski. Perfectly placed on that right side. Vinny Feebles, the new catcher, he just switches spots with Josh Lumsden. Dombowski will get a rather, nope, not a courtesy runner. It'll just his elbow pad. He'll give that to a coach and trot back to second. 7-5. Blue Devils are the lead, but the Redmen are threatening with the tying run on second. Man on third as well. Dombowski with that hit a moment ago. Winks on third. Dombowski on second. Here comes Sam Bartlett. Up to the plate, right-handed hitter. There's a strike. 0-1 count. Sam so far today hit by a pitch and grounded out to third. Lanky young man, right-handed hitter. He bends at the knees, crouches down pretty good, hops around, ground ball foul. Out of play. As it chops down that third base side. Now Bartlett will stand back in a moment. 0-2 count to him from Josh Lumsden. With one gone here in the fifth inning. 7-5 Blue Devils. Here's the pitch. Chopper towards third. Scooped up by Haller. Throws across the diamond. They get the out there as Dom is out. Wink scores 7-6. RBI for Bartlett on the 5-3 put out from Haller. That will bring up Derek Peterson. And Dombowski moves over to third. And it's a one-run ball game here in the fifth. 7-6 Sioux High. Two gone. Tying run on third. Here's Peterson to the plate. Ball off the plate. And Vinny fakes that he throws down to third. 1-0 count to Josh Lumsden. Now Lumsden looks in, kicks and deals. There's a pitch. Ball gets away from Feebles. Not too far. And he quickly tosses it back to Josh. Peterson did not move, or rather Dombowski not move back down from third. Not a terrible runner, but he's not fleet of foot either. Now Peterson stands back in. Looks in. Here's the pitch coming in from Lumsden, and that's a little blooper. It's going to drop, and that's going to get a run in. As they do get him. Matt Lumsden tosses the first. I didn't think they were going to get him, and he gets him by a half a step on the 4-3 putout to get out of the inning, and it remains a 7-6 Blue Devil lead as the Redmen strand a runner, and Sioux High has a 7-6 lead going to the bottom of the fifth. We're back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Marquette creeps closer. They get a run in to make it a 7-6 ball game here in Blue Devil Baseball. Into the bottom of the fifth we go. Sioux High will be batting here in the fifth. Vandenhoven, of course, pitching for Marquette here through the first five innings, and he will go to work, rather, to the bottom of the fifth inning. Will Peter Vandenhoven, I would have to assume this is a six-inning game, as we are into about 8:18 here. And so Sioux High will bat and then try to get the Redmen out in the top half of the sixth inning. As I don't know how much more daylight you'll have. Probably a little bit to try to squeeze this in. The Blue Devils will be batting here in a moment in the top half of the bottom half of the fifth inning. It will be the leadoff man, Jack Swan, followed by Matt Lumsden and Bennett Swanson here, facing Vandenhoven and the Marquette Redmen here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. As Vandenhoven will go back to work. Swan today, he doubled with the RBI, run scored, grounded out to the pitcher twice. And now the right-handed hitter looks in. Here's the leadoff man, Swan, and a strike outside part of the plate. 0-1 count. Now Swan looks in, wiggles that bat over the right shoulder, and a strike. 0-2 count. Now Swan standing back in, and he falls behind Vandenhoven, who kicks and deals. And there's a ground ball base hit through the hole on the right side. And a base hit in right field for Suhai and Jack Swan. Leadoff man aboard. That's the guy you want on base if you're Chris Bontrager, a guy that will be a pest and is. He'll be trying for second. Of course, 11 stolen bases coming into the day, leads the team in that category. Matt Lumsden will stand in. Matt today was out in a force out there in the first. He did single and doubled in the first, scored a run, and grounded out. That's his line for the day. Quick throw over to first. Swan gets back quickly. 7-6, Blue Devils with a one-run lead. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Marquette and Suhai here on Radio Sioux. We'll go to Tiger Baseball immediately following this game. And there's a bunt perfectly placed by Matt Lumsden, and everybody is safe. Nope, they say he got him by a step. Good play by Brody Wright. But Matt did his job. He advances Swan, and that's what you want to do in that situation. I thought the way he was running down that line, but he did get him by a step. Good call by Jerry Cook. And that is out number one, and here comes Bennett Swanson. Bennett so far today singled and walked on the day for Bennett. He'll stand in here facing Vandenhoven. And waves at that one for a strike. Man on first, or rather on second base, Jack Swan, 7-6 ball game. Blue Devils with a one-run lead. Right-handed hitter Swanson looks in, wiggles that bat slightly on his right shoulder. Ball off the plate. To Bennett. 1-1 count, 2-1 gone. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. Devils looking for some insurance runs here as they'll look to try to close it out in the top half of the sixth. Now Vandenhoven looks in. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards short, scooped up there. Johnson, the throw across the diamond, gets away from the first baseman all the way towards the fencing. Swan will score, and it's an 8-6 Blue Devil lead. And Swanson is safe. A throwing error there for Johnson. And that will bring up Chris Pierce. As Pierce will stand in. Right-handed hitter for the Blue Devils. Now he looks in. Here's the pitch coming up. And that is a ball off the plate. To Chris, and Bennett Swanson on first base. 8-6 Blue Devils. They get a run back, get to a two-run Suhai lead. And now here's the offer coming up. And that one's off the plate. There goes Swanson, and they might have him here. No throw, and he's safe into second. Good aggressive base running by Bennett Swanson. He's on second base. Pierce now will stand back in. As Chris Pierce into the right side of the batter's box. Wiggles that bat over the right shoulder, slightly crouched. Facing Vandenhoven, man on second. Here's the pitch. Ball up high and outside. 2-0 count to Chris. Chris today, RBI single, run scored in the first. Out on a force out in the second, walked in the last inning. 2-0 count. Vandenhoven looks in, gets the sign, and a strike in there. 1-2 count to Chris Pierce. Darkness setting in here at the James Field. And now it's a little bit of daylight, but not too much left. let's see, maybe 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. I don't think he'll make it right to 9 o'clock, that's for sure. Pitching a ball up high. Now Pierce takes his time. He'll step back in. Here's the pitch coming up from Vandenhoven. And a 3-1 count with one gone. Lays that bat right over the right shoulder. Vandenhoven kicks and deals. And he loses him on the base on balls. That will bring up Josh Lumsden. Now Lumsden will stand in. On the right side of the batter's box. And now Josh wiggles that bat over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down that third base side, out of play. Just down that third base line. Blue Devils have runners on second and first, and they have an 8-6 lead as they threaten in the fifth inning here. As the Blue Devils threaten, and there's a pitch. Foul back, out of play. Here's the throw, and sliding in safely is Swanson, as Bennett able to come home from third on that play as they throw out Lumsden, but the throw home, and Swanson is safe as he's able to score on the play, and that's a put out on to Swanson, or rather to Lumsden, but a run scores to make it 9-6 as Bennett Swanson comes home. And that was a good play by the Blue Devils to get the lead at 9-6 here in the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth, and Jack Bichon will stand in. Now, two runs in this inning for Sioux High. They have a 9-6 lead. Now Bichon stands in. Right side of the batter's box he works from. And now Vandenhoven with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there. 0-1 count to Bichon. And now wiggling that bat slightly over the right shoulder is Bichon. Facing Vandenhoven. Now here's the pitch. Foul. Back out of play. As the Blue Devils able to get a run in, and Swanson a moment ago for the 9-6 lead. Blue Devils with four runs in the third inning. They had three in the first inning. And now with a few more here in this inning. Pitch and a strike. 1-2 count. Two more runs in. And a 9-6 Sioux High lead. Now here's the offering coming up here in the fifth. And Bichon puts it in play, drops in for a base hit in shallow right center field. And Pierce will score for Sioux High. It's 10-6. RBI for Bichon. Perfectly placed ball there. He has two RBIs on the day and a run scored. Here comes the skipper for Marquette. And he'll come out to the mound, and that might be it for Vandenhoven. It is. He'll take the baseball from him, and he'll have a new pitcher on the mound for Marquette, and it's a 10-6 Blue Devil lead, and we will take a break, come back with that new pitcher for the Redmen, as Sioux High has, in this inning, scored three runs. They have the lead 10-6 in the bottom half of the fifth, and we'll be back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Sioux High with a little bit of cushion here with three runs in the inning as they have the lead by the score of 10-6 over this Marquette team. And a new pitcher on the mound for the Redmen, as we'll check to see who this is, get his number in a moment. And lanky young man, as he'll throw a couple warm-up tosses. And he'll says he's about ready. Brody Wright now will get behind the plate. And the new pitcher for Marquette will go to work facing Dom Haller for Sioux High. Runner on first for the Blue Devils in a 10-6 Sioux High lead. And now the Redmen, the new pitcher, and it's Eric Johnson on the mound. And there's a strike for 0-1 count. Facing Dominic Haller. Bends at the knees, does Dom. Elbow straight out. Eric Johnson at the pitch. And that's a strike for an 0-2 count for Haller. 0-2 to Dom. Now Haller looks in. Here's the pitch from Eric Johnson. Johnson gets the sign. Here's the offer. And that is a ball low in the dirt. Rolls away. And that will get Haller over to second base as he'll scoot right in. And Dom Haller will step up back up to the batter's box. 1-2 count as Haller crouches on the right side of the batter's box, leans in with his elbows. There's a chopper towards first base, and that will be an out there to get Haller. And the Blue Devils go out of the inning as well, and they strand a base runner, but not before they get runs in, and they score three times in that inning. 10-6, Sioux High leads Marquette. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Back at the James Field in a 10-6 lead for Sioux High as we go to the sixth inning. Blue Devils look to wrap it up. Josh Lumsden back on the mound for his second inning of work as Sioux High looks to close this game out and get back to 500 at 9-9. As we go to the top half of the sixth inning, leading things off for Marquette will be Alex Appelkamp, and then Nate Cromwell and Peter Vandenhoven for the Marquette Redmen. And now up of the plate here is going to be the leadoff man, Vandenkamp. And there's a pitch and a ball in there. We'll have Tiger Baseball following us, joined in progress from Wrigley Field. And that game is, let's see if I could get it up. 4-0 Tigers, they lead, or no, I'm sorry, 4-0 Cubs. That game I thought was at Wrigley. It is not. It's at Comerica. 4-0 Cubs, they lead the Tigers in the fifth inning. As the Tigers are down 4-0 to the Cubs in that ball game, we'll send it to Comerica following our coverage of Blue Devil Baseball here at the James Field in the Sioux. As Appelkamp stands in, facing Josh Lumsden, who kicks and deals. And a swing and a miss, and Feebles will toss the ball back to Lumsden, and one out on a strikeout here in the sixth inning to Appelkamp. And now Nate Cromwell will stand in for the Blue Devils, or for the Redmen. And that's a ball in there from Josh Lumsden. Now Cromwell standing back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A reminder, our next Blue Devil broadcast will be a softball on Wednesday. Rapid River's in town to face Lisa Schulte's Blue Devils. Leadoff show will come your way at 2:20. We'll have both games for you. That doubleheader here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, the TuneIn app. Tomorrow, Sioux High softball will play at the Losey Field against the PC Pirates. Started at noon, a doubleheader, not a radio broadcast. Beautiful day it will be for softball. Head on out and watch the ladies. And there's a strike in there to Cromwell. Our next Blue Devil baseball game will be against Petoskey on Wednesday, June 2nd, either here or there. Not sure where. Saw the schedule. It said here at the James Field, but a little bit of a question if that's correct. Now Cromwell hit by a pitch, and he will take a base for the Redmen. Top of the order up now for Marquette, and that will be Vandenhoven. Here in the sixth, 10-6 Sioux High, looking for a split on the day. Losing game one, 6-3, leading this one 10-6. Now Lumsden with the pitch. Fly ball towards right field down the line, and that's going to be well foul. Now one strike there to Vandenhoven. As he'll stand back in. Vandenhoven. Back into the batter's box. For Marquette. With a man on. One gone here in the sixth. Suhai trying to close it out. Now Josh Lumsden works in the stretch. Second Blue Devil pitcher of this game. Vinny Feebles was the first one. Hot shot right off Josh Lumsden, and everybody's going to be safe. Two on. That went right off him. The ground ball, it was smoking and went off him. I think he's all right. And Jerry Cook comes over to ask him if he is. Off his right leg. He says, I'm fine. He's tough. Tough like his mom. Not like dad, who's a snowflake. And they'll step back in onto the pitcher's rubber. Does Josh work from the stretch? Two on for the Redmen. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss to Eric Johnson, who took over on the mound for Vandenhoven in the last inning. After Vandenhoven went all the way into the fifth, about a 4 2/3 work for him. Now Lumsden working from the stretch, sets his hands to the mid-chest. Here's the pitch. That's a ball off the plate. Getting the count to 1-1. And now standing back in there, Eric Johnson. Johnson looking in. And now he'll set his hands to the mid-chest as Josh. And that's a strike in there to Eric Johnson. Broadcast engineer Nick today working our variable resistors. I'm Dave Watson. Blue Devil baseball here from the James Field on this doubleheader against the Redmen on this Friday. Lumsden kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and he gets him on strikes. Devils one out away as Eric Johnson is out on strikes on the strikeout. And that brings up Brody Wright with two on for the Redmen and a 10-6 Blue Devil lead and two out. Down to the last out is the Redmen. Suhai looking for the split and get to back to 500 if they can win. They'd be 9-9. And there's a pitch and a strike in there. Josh Lumsden coming in relief of Vinny Feebles trying to close it out. 10-6 Blue Devils. Two gone in the sixth. Down to the last out is the Redmen. Here's the pitch. And there is a fly ball towards right field. Pierce is there, and he drops the ball. Looked like he had it. Could not hang on. A run scores for Marquette. That is Cromwell. 10-7 ball game. Looked like he had it, and he could not hang on. For the Redmen, and Wright is aboard. And it brings up Justin Wink. And the Redmen have runners on third and second. 10-7 ball game, and here comes the tying run up to the plate. Down to their last out of the Redmen. Suhai trying to close it out. Looked like Pierce had the out, but just could not hang on to that ball down on the right field side. Two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Josh Lumsden trying to hang on and give the Blue Devils their ninth win to get to 500. And there's a high pop-up, foul ground. Feebles, he had his helmet hit him, and he battled that. And he catches the ball to end the game as it's Feebles able to get the out on Justin Wink when Wink was the tying run with two on for the Marquette Redmen. And Suhai is able to get the victory, I believe, and that will do it as Suhai wins this one by the score of 10-7. 10-7 Blue Devils as the win goes to Vinny Feebles. He records the last out behind home plate. Josh Lumsden gets the save, I guess you could say. Two innings of work, did a nice job there. And the Blue Devils with the victory here in this one. Jack Swan, he had an RBI, couple RBIs on the day as well for the Blue Devils, Jack Bashand, and Josh Lumsden helped his cause as well, getting on base in the first inning with a single and scoring a run as well. Suhai's 9-9 in baseball. They lose the first one 6-3, win the finale by the score of 10-7 here at the James Field in Sault Ste. Marie. Blue Devils will head to Marquette next Friday to take on the Redmen. Our next radio broadcast of Blue Devil Baseball will be Wednesday, June 2nd against Petoskey, either here, there, or there. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer. 4:05 of the first with the leadoff show on Wednesday, June 2nd. Our next Blue Devil broadcast will be softball, and that will come your way on Wednesday from the Losey Field as Suhai will take on the Rapid River Rockets. We'll have the leadoff show coming your way at 2:20 and first pitch at 2:30. Suhai softball does play tomorrow. Go catch them at the Losey Field. Not radio games against the PC Pirates, but we'll have them here on Wednesday against Rapid River. The Blue Devils get the split today. They're 9-9 with the win in the finale as they fall in game one by the score of 6-3. Win game two, 10-7 at the James Field. For our broadcast engineer, Nick, who did a great job, I'm Dave Watson, and you've been listening to Blue Devil Baseball, the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOL. From the James Field, Marquette wins game one, 6-3. Suhai wins game two by a score of 10-7. That will do it to hear from James Field in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll send it to Comerica Park and Tiger Baseball. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.